So we're going to continue the rest of the daf on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis 101b, and we're picking up at the two dafs where we left off today. So it says the Gemara Pshita Nafal Beisa Amar Lei Lo Adifas Minoy. So in the event that the owner, let's say the owner of the property, his home falls down. The owner has two properties, one that he lives in and one that he rents out. So if the home that he's living in falls down, he certainly has the right to dispossess the renter and to take back the rental property because he has no other property. Amalei, because the owner could say to the renter, Lo adifas minoy, you're no better than me. And therefore, again, certainly your right to the property is no stronger than mine. And since I don't have another place to live, therefore I'm permitted to go out and take this property. He goes, Zabne orze oyavim matano. However, again, if the person, the owner of the land, went ahead and sold the property, or he gave it as a gift, then Amarlei lo adifas migavra da'asis mine. Then now again, at this point in time, the third party comes to take it from the renter. So the renter has the ability to say, you're no better than the person who sold it to you. Meaning that just like the person who sold it to you could not dispossess me, right? Cannot dispossess me again, let's say during the rainy season, without first giving me proper notice. So too you don't have that right as well. Says the Gemara, Kalalei Libre. What happens if the owner of the property went ahead and married off his son? Now, at this point in time, again, he wants to use this home that he rented out to give to his son to live in. Chazinon ihava efshar la'aduye. So we see, ultimately, again, was it possible for the owner of the property to give notice to the socher, to give notice to the renter? So if that's the case, Iboy le'aduye should have given him notice. Ve'ilo amar le'lo adifas minay. But for some reason, if it was impossible, ultimately, again, for the owner to give the renter proper notice, then the owner does have the right to go ahead and seize the property from the renter and give it to his son. There was a man who bought a boat filled with wine, a boatload of wine. He couldn't find a place to store it. Island Duchta La Ogrim, so he went over to a particular woman and he said, do you have a place that you could rent me that I could go ahead and keep my wine? And Amar Leilo, she said to him, no. Azul Kiddush, so what did he do? He went and he married her. Right? He did Kiddushin with her. Yavile Duchta La Ile. So because now that they had Kiddushin, so she gave him a place to be able to store his wine. So he puts the wine, he deposits the wine. Azul Abese, afterwards he goes back to his house. Kasav La Gita Shadrala. He went ahead and he wrote a get and he sent it to her. In other words, he used her. He married her in order that she would give him the place to store his wine after he had his wine deposited in a proper storage space. So he goes home, writes a get, and is ready to divorce her. So what happens? Azlahiya Agri Shakaloi Mine Ube. So what happens? So she went ahead and she hired workers, and she went ahead and she told them, she hired workers to do work for her, and she paid them with the wine. So she told the workers that they're permitted to keep the wine. So what happens? Afkisei va'osei b'shvilei. Ultimately, again, she had them go out and take the wine out from the storage place. So what happens? Rav Yoshua kasher asa kini asa lo gemulo yashav berasho. The same way that ultimately, again, this man cheated his woman. This woman, meaning what was done, to what he did, will be done to him. Ultimately, again, gemulo yashav berasho. His own negative actions will ultimately be repaid on his own head. He says the Gemara, Lomi boy chasud lo kamela agra. Now the Gemara goes back for just a moment. So it goes without saying that the woman has the ability, in this case, the woman had the right to go ahead and remove his wine in a case, in her quote-unquote husband's wine, in a situation where the property in which the wine was being stored was not a property that was normally rented out. Because remember, again, at that point in time, she has really no desire to store anything in that property, and clearly the only reason she did it was because this man was her husband. But says the Gemara, Ela afilu chasud dekayma la'agra. It could be that even if the field was normally rented out to others, she would still have the right to go ahead and remove the wine from her premises. Why? Amrolei, because she could say to him, through a quote-unquote husband, L'chuli amanei chali la'gure. I'm happy to rent out my property to everyone else. V'loch lo nicha le. But for you, I have absolutely no interest in renting out my property. Why not? Tidomis alai ki arye arbo, because you are like literally a lion that's ready to pounce. So she could literally say, so again, she has the right to remove that wine from her property, even if it was normally a property that was rented out for rental purposes. So meaning, the havamina is that perhaps if the property was normally rented out for rental purposes, then perhaps she shouldn't have the right to remove his wine, because at the end of the day, she would have rented it out anyway. Kamashwan, even if it is a property that would normally be rented out, she still has the right to remove his wine, because she could say, I don't want to have any dealings with you. You're a dishonest person. You're a dishonest individual. Therefore, I don't want your wine. I don't want your property in my property. Supposedly, just to finish to the Mishnah, remember again, the incredible statement of the Mishnah, Shimon Gamliel says that if you are a landlord and you want to go ahead and evict either, you know, somebody who's renting commercial space to you, either for a bakery or dyers, so the halachas, you have to give them 3 years notice. So as the Pshat Tana, we learn, because literally, again, they extend credit for large periods of time. So because, you know, I guess it was an industry standard for bakers and for dyers to extend credit for large periods of time. Therefore, again, the industry standard said they needed at least 3 years to be able to collect all of the outstanding debts. Therefore, if the landlord wants to evict them, he has to give them at least 3 years notice. All right, so we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.